Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hi.
Hi, hi. Hello.
Hello. Hi, hi, hello.
We haven't said that in a second.
We haven't said that in a hot second.
Or maybe you say it every time.
I don't think so.
Hi, hi, hello. And welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists. Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits.
We got Dana Wickens, The Boom in the Other Room on the Stickens. Yeah, I love to get some toms involved.
Oh, that's great.
Tom's one of the more underused drums. That's my hot take.
That's pretty hot. I feel like we're working those toms. Well, here's what I think. Okay. Dana, your kit has two toms.
Yes. Play
two
them
toms.
Both.
She has a floor tom and an upper tom.
Play them both.
Up.
That's the lower tom.
Okay. This has been Tom Talk with
Tom
Dana.
Talk. Can we get the upper tom? Is that the upper?
Yes. I actually had three, and then I got rid of one.
She had three. She got rid of one. I'm realizing this is not a fan band. She's not really on mic. But okay, so this was Tom Talk that we mostly heard, and she tommed. Hold a pin in that. We'll do a Tom Talk
on
the next
fan
band.
We'll do Tom Talk later. Right now, we'll do guest talk introduction because we are so thrilled to have a fantastic guest here today.
Okay. Here's the thing.
She's
so funny and amazing, and I'm a little shocked we haven't had her on sooner. Luckily, guess what? I ran into her at a play.
Wow.
That's a sentence that we didn't think we were going
to
hear.
We're seeing plays, we're doing things, and we have an incredible guest, actor, comedian, writer. Please welcome to the show,
Alice Stanley Jr.
Hello.
Okay.
Alice Stanley Jr., creator of Barbie Camp, Sister Switch on Mattel YouTube now.
I was like, we had a whole thing, and then, I mean, I loved you just doing the commas, but...
I wanted to make sure that we got to talk about it and not just put it in part of the intro, because I do want to talk about Barbie Camp, Sister Switch, now on the Mattel YouTube.
You got it.
That's
created, written by you.
Exactly.
I don't think people understand, one, how hard it is to get a project like that made and done. Two, the fact that this is essentially you were just like, hey, let me be the creator and also the only writer on this whole thing.
Okay. Well, I mean, I have amazing producers at Mattel. So they...
Shout out Mattel. Shout
out producers at Mattel. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we wanted to shout it out properly. Good move, Zach.
Because it's so cool.
It's so cool. You can watch it on YouTube. It's musical, you said?
Yes, it's musical, and it's about... It's like Freaky Friday with Barbies.
Perfect.
Amazing.
But you came to LA right before... About a year before things shut down and we never saw anyone ever again.
Exactly, yeah. I got here, I just got used to it, and then... COVID.
And then I ran into you at a very long play. A 3-hour play.
A 3-hour play. Scott, find the key. The play was 3 hours long. How long was the play? It was 3 hours. It was a 3-hour play.
Directed by Sam Mendes.
Good job, Sam Mendes.
Jess gave me a hot tip at the play.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We saw each other beforehand and she was like, there's two intermissions and you can pre-order a drink.
Yes.
So I pre-ordered a Shirley Temple for the first intermission.
Fun, red, bubbly,
sweet. A great move.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
I was hyped up on grenadine.
Yeah. That's a good move.
two intermissions, like at the hour mark.
Yes. Basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The 3-hour play was split up in three acts. Each act was about an hour. So there were two intermissions.
Can we put intermissions? Have I said this in the bubble? Can we put them back into movies?
Ooh. Whoa, are you worried about peeing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At all times.
I know.
Because I'm staying hydrated. Obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm drinking water like it's my job.
Obviously.
Or trying.
Knew that.
So like.
Always knew that about you.
That's your whole thing.
It's my Twitter handle. Yeah. It's my Instagram thing.
You run a musical podcast, but your whole thing is water.
Yeah. At always hydrated. That's where you can hit me up. But like. Sometimes we have to stop, you know, in the middle of a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss the cool thing.
No.
So the last 15 minutes of any film are always ruined for me. Because in the last 15 minutes of any film at all, I'm always thinking about how bad I have to pee.
Are you telling me you didn't see that action sequence? Didn't see that big old kiss? Didn't see that final moment? You were missing it because you had to piss?
No, I never miss it. I battle through.
Oh, shoot.
But I'm thinking about it, which ruins the mood. It always ruins the last 15 minutes. The last 15 minutes. And so I wanna call the president of all movies and have them make a big decision. All movies should have an intermission. Than nuclear fission. I wish that everything
had an intermission. Does anyone have just cause why these two shall not be wed? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Oh my gosh, should I do it? Oh my God, are you going to do it?
Well, I mean, I want to do it, but I'm not going to do it.
Someone's got to be brave enough to do it.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Excuse me.
Yes, from the back there.
We.
Yes.
Have something
to
say. Oh. We think that, listen, and before you get very nervous.
Oh my gosh, on my wedding.
Oh.
Darcy, hold on just 1 minute.
Darcy, this is not about, about love.
Phew.
It's not about trust.
Okay,
Listen.
Okay, phew.
But this ceremony has been so beautiful.
So beautiful.
So long.
But so long.
I feel like...
We had a lot of readings and songs.
Yeah, you had 3.5 hours of readings and songs.
A lot of meaning went into this.
And that's so great.
It's the biggest day of our lives.
Yeah. We loved it. And like, honestly, the readings from the Bible totally make sense culturally.
We needed biblical things in there. as a metaphor for our love.
Absolutely, and all the Emily Dickinson poetry, beautiful.
Because we didn't want it to just be religious. Renna Chenault and I have a lot of worldly opinions.
Darcy and I are both strung religious and have a lot of worldly opinions.
Understood, but then when you got to the section where you were just reading the screenplay...
My grandfather worked on that screenplay, and it's my favorite movie.
There's no crying in baseball,
and it's so good. And honestly, I wish that we sort of allowed men to be more open with their emotions. There should be crying in baseball. That's neither here nor there.
Do you not know the plot of A League of Their Own?
Wait, do you think it's about men?
No, it's about women. But
why'd you say there's no crying in baseball because for the men?
Because the rule of when Tom Hanks is like, there's no crying in baseball, that is reinforcing the idea that in this male-dominated sport, it's not good to show emotion.
I know, but Seth, you understand how that doesn't make any sense in what you were saying, because like that quote in context is being addressed to women.
I guess it's just like you took an iconic piece of feminist literature and made it about men.
Well, I think, sure. I disagree with both of you in this moment, but I don't really want to get into it.
Okay, that's
because
fine.
The point of what I'm trying to say
I don't want to get into it either. It's my wedding day.
Oh, we're sorry, but we just had to interrupt. We just had to.
Why?
Because we need to take a break so that we can fully appreciate this wedding. It's being ruined for me because it's been going on so long, and I have to use the bathroom so bad. I'm not even paying attention to your beautiful ceremony.
Listen. This wedding is beautiful.
Thank you.
But it stinks.
What?
Because it's so long without pause, it doesn't give me time to think.
All right.
Like the preacher just asked us, took a big pause. If any of us have reason to stop at any other because, maybe I have strong feelings that I have tried to push down, but I can't possibly work through them if we're constantly reading screenplays aloud.
We did read the whole thing, and it was great when you did all those voices.
Sure.
There's just been a lot of liberties, like a lot of creative choices, but mostly
give us a moment to think.
A moment to think.
Just give us a moment to think. And secretly I'm worried in that moment my love will come out of the brink. If you just give us a moment to think.
Oh my gosh, Reginald.
Darcy.
They're so right. We pack so much into our ceremony. It's minute by minute, it's far too tight. There needed to be reflection. We should have worked that in. But when we cut it from 6 hours to 3.5, I guess we didn't think of it.
We didn't give them a moment to think. Some reason and push them all to the brink. We didn't give them a moment to think.
Take it now.
And I'm worried that if that moment came today, that something would bubble up inside of me, something I forgot to say. Yeah, I'm here at the wedding support. But he's secretly the one that got away.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
We'll never use this moment in that way, even though they asked for it. I've never heard of this happening before.
No. Does anyone have just cause?
Not and we were expecting like, that anyone would have just cause.
No, we honestly
iconic.
Iconic wedding thing to say. And the priest is like, does anyone have any reason why these two should not be wed? And everyone is like, silence.
Well, not today, because I am coming off that brink when I demanded that we get a moment.
Gave them a moment to think. A moment to think.
A moment to think.
Oh, well, this is really exciting for me too, because for... I've been a preacher for 44 years.
Yes, Father.
And only in the first year of my first wedding, I had someone burst through the doors and they said, wait, but actually they were even at the wrong wedding. So I've never, this is huge. This is like a bucket list moment for me. I'm sorry. Most of my job is about being with people, sitting with them in their walk with the Lord. Mm-hmm. But this is huge for me.
I think that's true.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Reginald, Darcy, do you want to take
I want
in?
To take a pause.
Yes, we honestly, can take a little break.
Not, Darcy, not because of us.
Are like you worried, Reginald, that Clarice said she loved you? Are you thinking you want to go back with her?
No.
You did have that summer at Oxford with her.
Remember, Reginald, the summer at Oxford?
Are you also skipping to the Oxford Quad?
Oh, I was.
Hello, I'm Reginald.
Oh, hello, Reginald. I'm Clarice.
It's my first day of summer at Oxford. I just finished my first year, so now it's my first summer at Oxford.
Well, me too, Reginald. Would you like a bite of this Yorkie bar?
I would. Would you like me to read aloud a screenplay that my grandfather wrote?
Well, that's kind of strange. Why would anyone want to listen to that?
Well,
no offense.
It's a wonderful film. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called A League of Their Own.
Okay.
And my grandfather, I feel like it's a great movie, but it's an even better screenplay to have read by a stranger aloud.
Oh, well then, why don't we go sit by the sitting pier and have you read it to me?
You like to sit at the sitting pier?
Oh, I love the sitting pier.
I don't need to read it to you. Maybe we have lots of things in common.
Really?
I like to sit on the sitting pier and watch the ships paddle about. They go paddling in and out and in and out and in and
I
out.
I like to sit by the sitting pier and think of my good luck when I watch the mother and itty bitty baby ducks. And they paddle about,
paddling on the water. They
paddle about.
That duck with its duck sons and daughters. So much can happen by the sitting pier. So much can happen by the sitting pier. People think, well, what could possibly happen while you're both just sitting here? But I say so much
can happen by the sitting pier.
Question.
Yes, answer.
Would you like to go sit by that one sitting bench by the library?
You like the sitting bench?
I love the sitting bench.
Oh, let us go do sit by the sitting bench.
I love to sit on the sitting bench outside of the library. It's right next to the standing bench, the bench on which standing's the thing.
And I like to stand and sit at the stand sitting bench just like you, and dream about all of the things that stand sitting can lead us to.
And the ducks get in the nearby fountain and they paddle about until they get tired. And then they get out, then they get out,
then they get out, then they get out.
There's so much to do by the sitting bench.
And the sitting pier, standing
there's
bench.
There's so much to do by the sitting bench.
The sitting bench. And I have a thought. Let's be real. But maybe while stand and sitting, we could also feel these feelings, they fit like a glove, and a strong feeling sitting, is it love?
Am I feeling love while sitting by the sitting bench?
Sitting here, standing bench,
let's
love here.
Check if it's also the same feeling if I'm at the sitting pier.
It is.
I feel love when I was over there. And also, I still feel it here, so it's not about the bench, it's not about the ducks, it's not about the pier.
It's about love.
It should be about love.
And it's about love.
And it's about love. And it's about us. And it's about trust.
And we will paddle about, paddle about, paddle about. Oh, I am reeling as we paddle about, paddle about.
The sitting pier,
the standing bench, the sitting bench.
This summer of this feeling, and the feeling is love. Yes, I remember we had a whole summer of love.
Yeah, and I know, and I'm happy because I feel like every love's a lesson and it led me here to you. God bless the broken road. But I'm feeling like in this moment, obviously, Reginald, my heart belongs to you, but I'm like, there's nobody here. I feel like I'm the one that got away. Is there nobody here?
Hey, funny you should say that.
Oh!
Funny you should say something like that. I was about to interrupt
Hank!
When those other people interrupt. Yeah, Darcy, it's me. Hank, just out on parole.
Oh, God.
For doing jaywalkings too many times. It's me, jaywalking Hank. You can't tell me where to walk and where not to walk.
No.
And I'm the only man
it's
to have ever gone to
my bad boy boyfriend
this.
From the past, Hank, the jaywalking, fast-talking, loose guy.
They thought they could tell me where to walk and how to talk, and they can't do neither of them. Darcy, I object to this wedding because I still love you. There's so many roads I want to cross illegally with you all over the country, nay, the world.
Oh, Hank, you know, you're my favorite pen pal, and you know, you'll always have a special place in my heart, especially after that summer that we spent in Cleveland. Oh, excuse me, I don't think you're allowed to walk there. I think they like you better in the crosswalk.
Huh, funny you should mention that. No one tells me where to walk. My name's Hank.
Oh, my name's Darcy, and oh boy, I would never tell anybody what to do. I'm just pointing it out in case you didn't know, in case you didn't want to get in any trouble.
Oh, I knew. That's part of the thrill. You can't spend your life between two lines, Darcy.
Oh, you're making me feel a little hot under the collar, a little steamy, a little wow. There's something about you that makes me feel a little wild. Black and white lines on the asphalt don't mean nothing to you. It makes me wonder what else could we do? Are you my jaywalking walk on the wild side? Jaywalking walk.
It's closed. We couldn't get into it after hours. Bet you're thinking that, I suppose.
Sure.
But what if I told you we could walk over there, but not go in the door?
Okay.
But when we walk over there, we're gonna cross the street at a place where nobody's crossed before. We're gonna take a jaywalk and walk.
Respect it and not go inside.
That's right.
But it's a jail.
you got out because you should really not even be in prison for jaywalking.
I'm the first man to ever have been actually put behind bars.
Wait. I object to this. It's me, Matilda. Remember, Hank? We also had a summer together.
Matilda.
Yes.
It's you.
Yes. And I know I'm the third person now to object about love, but I still love you.
It's all right. Me and Reginald wanted a big wedding, so we just put up signs. You know those people who spin signs for
how do you think I got
for
here?
Like taxes.
I saw a spinning sign.
Yeah, we just wanted spinning signs that said wedding this way. If you know them at all, come on in.
It's me, Brittany, the sign spinner. And I'm in love with the priest.
Oh, well, this is very exciting for me. Now, inappropriate, I perceive, because I am a married man. But I'm flattered.
Wait, we can't object if they're married? These people are about to be married and you can still object. Did I just miss my window?
Oh, I think you can object to anything.
I agree with this lady who came to object to the man who objected to the other person at the wedding.
Exactly.
We're just saying how we really feel about love, right?
Well, yeah, I guess that's what this has sort of turned into, but it is still the wedding between Reginald and Les. Are you having any second thoughts?
Darcy, I love you so much. I'm feeling a lot of things right now, and I'm not exactly sure if it's shock that our wedding is interrupted or the surprise of seeing these people from our past, but...
Should we? Could we?
Can
is
we?
It
Did
time
we?
For past an intermission?
Apps?
Oh!
Maybe we do both past apps and an intermission.
This ceremony's going to take a brief intermission, but we are going to bring out the first round of past apps. We really put a lot of thought into this. So there are many mini pizzas with goat cheese and balsamic.
Oh, thank goodness. I have a lot to think
about. There's a tiny little shot glass of tomato soup with a little cheese crostini to give you like a grilled cheese and soup vibe.
We recommend having the mini pizza before taking the shot, because that tomato is really going to stick on your palate.
So also, there's a coconut shrimp. You're going to want to get that before you have any of this. There's a Thai chicken
set. I object to the coconut shrimp as a man who is allergic to shrimp and coconut.
You don't have to have any. They're past apps. You don't have to have any.
I pass on these past apps.
There's a tiny chicken and waffle. It's a mini, mini waffle with a chicken nugget and a honey glaze. It's a spicy honey glaze if you have any aversion to spices.
You will notice that the waffle is smaller than the chicken, and in a reverse of what you would think would be they're both small.
Can I just say something?
Yeah?
Clarice has something to say again, and that is that we have spent more time talking about past apps than all of the emotions that have just come out of this horrible kerfuffle.
Well, I think we want to take that intermission, but I just want people to make sure that they can get all the apps that they want.
And I'm just as excited for that little shooter of tomato soup as anyone else. But oh my God, I've got trauma to work through.
We got a lot to talk about and unpack. But can you ever imagine doing that on a friggin' empty stomach?
We can't just blow past all of the past apps. I'm blowing past all the things from our past that just came to pass right now. I've got a lot welling up inside. But could I do it on an empty stomach? I think no, not I.
You make a good point. Yes, you do, because I guess I'm gonna have a Buffalo Ranch stick or two.
Also, I should mention there's a giant spread. If you'd rather make a mini plate from the spread instead.
Can we just take a break and focus on these tiny plates?
Entrees.
They're not entrees, but can we take a break and focus on these tiny plates sitting on trays?
They're still your mains. But now here comes an intermission like you've been wishing. Here comes an intermission. Here comes an intermission like you've been wishing. Here comes an intermission. Here comes an intermission like you've been wishing. Here comes an intermission. Wow,
it's intermission right now.
Will Reginald and Darcy say no to these objections and get married anyway? Will any more people object?
Find out when we return to Intermission,
the musical.
Hey, Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. The past apps/intermission session of this wedding is just ending. Will Reginald and Darcy's wedding get back on track? Will Carice reconnect with a love from long ago? What about Hank? What about love? What about trust? What about us? Find out in this, the second half of Intermission, the musical.
Mom, do you think we got too many past apps?
No, I don't think that's possible.
Thank you, Mom. You've been such a good support through this whole process and let me plan the wedding of my dreams, even though you said maybe reading out the entirety of A League of Their Own might be too long. And I said, we got it. It's by Reginald's grandpapa.
Sweet pea, I gotta say, this, you're in over your head at this wedding, okay?
I know, Ma. I mean, there's only like a couple seconds left of the intermission before I gotta get back to it, so.
Exactly, and how are you spending it? You're eating apps? You're scarfing them down.
Well,
you're complaining to me, but have you asked for an ounce of advice? No.
Ma, a lot of
As usual, Darcy, you have just been running your mouth, and you have not given yourself a moment to think, which if you had been listening to this entire ceremony, is the whole problem.
Lot of people gave me the advice that it's really hard to remember to eat on your own wedding day. That was like big advice I got was like, you know what? The thing that I remember is I kept walking around and I didn't try any of the food I was so excited about. It was like that and go on an immediate honeymoon. That was like the big advice that I got. But Ma, you're right. For once in my life, I gotta close up my mouth and I gotta say, Ma, what should I do?
Oh, little sweet pie.
Mama.
Darcy, it's okay.
Mommy.
Darcy.
My mama.
My baby.
Mother Madre.
When you were born, you came tumbling out. And the nurses and the doctors had to shout. Stop that baby.
Stop that baby.
She's headed to the stairs.
She's headed to the stairs.
And that was only the start. The world was unprepared. Then when you're a toddler, you are always gone in a flash. Whether it was having your first words or diaper rash. A step ahead, always chasing after more. And we had to say slow down, 'cause that's what life is for.
I never knew how to slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down. Slow down. How to slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down. Not since I came tumbling out.
Splat.
I've never known how
you riding horses, yeah, you were everybody's first place prize.
Galloping off,
but you'd canter away way too fast, and the horse would fall and you'd buck off and it was gone in a flash. I'd ride past, I wouldn't even pick my trophy.
And the trophy got away.
I'd ride right past the podium.
Zoom. Is she coming back?
I might have got hurt, but it was worth it to me to keep up at that pace. I never knew how to slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down. Slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down. Maybe it's my fault for never teaching you how, but Darcy, we could practice right now.
Even when I met Reginald 14 days ago.
Good, you're going slow. Good.
But I had this feeling more than love, it was hope.
Okay, good.
That he was the one and this was the path I was meant to take.
Your pace is quickening.
But now I feel like it was maybe a big mistake.
Okay, so I slow down.
Was the right way, but now I'm wishing I could slow. I wish I could slow.
There it is, Darcy. You're slowing down. You're slowing down.
I wish I could.
I wish I could.
Yes, Darcy. Yes, yes, Darcy.
Slow.
Hey, sorry, I just let myself in the kitchen. Hey, Darcy. Hey, it's Darcy's mom. Sorry, I was eavesdropping. Am I to believe, Darcy,
Hank,
that you met Reginald 14 days ago, and after day 4, you planned a wedding for them 10 days later?
That's right. Really good job with the math.
Man, I may be fast talking, fast walking, but I ain't got nothing next to you, you little frickin' roadrunner over there.
I know I am a frickin' roadrunner over here.
Hey, well, you know roads are meant to be crossed at illegal places.
I know, Hank, and that's what you taught me, and that's what I've always carried with me. God bless the broken road. But I feel like it's not that I don't love Reginald. I really do. He lit something up inside of me I never felt before, but also, why did I feel like I had a rush into this big old marriage?
I mean, well, because you're, I mean, I don't mean to be a sort of armchair psychologist or whatever.
Go ahead.
But your dad went so slow he died. So that's probably why you go fast.
Oh, shoot. Dad went so slow he died.
He was just a slow moving man, and he was like, one day, what if I made my heart go even slower? And he willed his heart to go slow.
He was obsessed with willing his heart rate by using his body soul mind connection.
I tell you what, your father was a great man, but it would take him 7 hours to get the mail. He'd take a step, he'd look at a dandelion.
And that's a whole day.
And you know what? That's a whole day.
7 hours is most of your waking time.
Most of it.
Well, yeah.
So what do you say? You want to get out of here?
It's a good chunk. No, Hank, I just...
Darcy, listen to your mother. What do you think?
I'm not going to run off with you, Hank, although I appreciate the offer.
What about walk off?
No, you are a happy chapter in my story, but okay. I choose to leave you in the past. If I walk out of this church, it's either going to be with my... We're seeing it where it goes, love, Reginald.
Right.
Or it's going to be by myself.
Or, third option... crazy one night stand with Hank.
Okay, maybe a crazy one night stand.
Darcy?
I guess post option two.
Yeah. I'm still going to walk out alone. Sure. And then when I'm home, I might text you.
To hit me up.
I might.
I'm not asking for a commitment here. I'm just asking if the option remain on the table.
Thank you.
I'll let myself out.
Reginald. Reginald, during this intermission, this is the only time I have to talk to you.
Clarice, yes. Hello. Have you enjoyed the pet? What was your favorite past app?
What? Reginald.
That's not what you want to talk about, I guess.
No, but it was the tiny grilled cheese.
It's the best one.
Reginald, what are we going to do?
Darcy thinks it's the pizza. I thought we had a lot in common, but maybe we don't. It's been such a whirlwind 14 days.
I just don't understand how this happened so fast. I mean, you and I were in love for years, and then you meet someone, date her for 2 weeks, and now you're getting married?
Well, in my defense, you went off to India for a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, I was there for vacation. Was that not clear?
No, I was confused, I guess, on why you left. You went to vacation in India.
Well, yes, because Reginald, things were moving so fast with us, and I didn't know what was what, and I went and took a vacation to sort of see the world, have an eat, pray, love before settling down. And then I come back, and here you are!
And here am I thinking that we broke up, and you're telling me that's not what happened.
Sorry, did I hear the word eat? Did anyone need some more of these past apps?
Yes, I'll
take some more, please.
Yes, I'll have the little tomato shooter thing, please.
I'll have the tomato shooter. Oh. I'll also have the itty-bitty little chocolate wrapped in an almond.
I want the waffle chicken. They say you don't have time to eat at your own wedding, but I've not found that to be the case in this moment.
You've just been shoveling it in.
Slurp, slurp.
Slurp, slurp, baby. Here you go.
Thank you. Can I ask you something? Do you cater a lot of weddings?
Uh-huh. I'm a caterer. Mm-hmm.
But like weddings, you do a lot of weddings.
Oh, yeah. It's bread and butter.
You cater other things, but like you do a lot of weddings.
A lot of weddings.
So I guess my question is like, how's this one going?
I'd say this is the weirdest one I've ever been
to. Okay, I was getting that vibe,
but it's
the only one I've ever done.
Normally I'm not invited to the church because normally there's a second place for the reception and that's where the food is. But
Darcy said she couldn't get a second location with enough time. And then we had to be a whole thing to get the church allow us to do a bunch of food inside of it.
I just have to say, I'm here bearing my heart to you, and you are just wanting to talk about the logistics of this wedding.
It's been honestly, that's my fault, because the last 10 days, there hasn't been room for anything else, because Darcy was like, we have to get married now, and we have 10 days, and so that's all that's been on my mind. I would love to talk about anything other than the logistics of this wedding.
Okay, well then, talk about why you broke my heart.
I thought we were broken up. It seems like it may have just been a mistake.
Yeah, I left you the copy of Eat, Pray, Love.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to India without saying anything. Is that not clear? Oh, that doesn't seem clear. Oh, should I have? That doesn't seem clear.
No, I would love your opinion on this.
No, caterer, you tell us what's what.
I just think that doesn't seem clear to me. Sorry, how many years were you together?
Mm-hmm.
Four.
Yes.
That's a long time.
That's right.
And you left him just a copy of Eat, Pray, Love?
In our home that we owned together.
Yeah, in our home.
You owned a home together?
Correct. Yeah.
You were both on the title?
Yes.
Yes, we own the home.
And you left a copy of Elizabeth Gilbert, I think's Eat, Pray, Love.
Yes.
And that was it?
Which famously starts with her realizing she wants to leave her husband and the home that they just
There
made
was also
together.
A copy of Wild by, I believe, Cheryl Strayed.
Yes.
Next to it.
Yes.
But I think that was there from the day before.
Yeah, that was just reading that.
Yeah.
And then I had a copy of Dune, of Frank Herbert's Dune it wasn't on the table.
This sounds like...
Do you need to know more of the books that were in our house?
Nope. I think that this wasn't clear.
Oh.
And how many years ago was this?
A year.
Oh, wow. Fresh.
It's fresh. Well, that's why this is such a surprise.
I cater so many weddings. I see this thing all the time. No, I don't.
Oh, I was gonna say.
This has never happened in a decade of being with people starting their lives. I think you should dig in. There's something here. Dig in. It wasn't clear. Take a walk round. Pond, maybe sit on a pier. There's something not said here.
Our old house has just been empty all alone, 'cause when
when you left. I thought I'd have to leave, so now there's just an empty home. Thank you, caterer, for waiting through this fuss. You were catering this event, but now you're catering to us. I think there's something there. It's a different sitting pier.
I think we should go and dig in, cause there's something here.
Caterer, will you come too? You've been like extremely just...
Sure,
I would love to sit on the sitting pier with the two.
Sometimes you need
a third party.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Let me take a little of this Christini and give it a tiny chuck. And hopefully, yes, it's found its way to the mouth of a duck. And they paddle about, eating Christini.
Wow, and they paddle about, eating Christini.
Now can I ask, did you call her? Did you try to get more answers?
No, I immediately threw my phone into a lake because I was oh so sad.
Wow. You two are so uncommon, but have so much in common.
Did you call me?
Well, I thought if I called, that would be giving too much away, and I was just taking that whole time to think to myself.
You treated the whole thing sort of like a mystery you were setting up for him with clues?
You know what I felt it was? Just a brief break that had nothing to do with the past or the future of the relationship. Just time to think
just
it over.
A vacation to India.
Yeah, just a vacation.
I see what happened. You were wishing for an intermission. Just a little break.
It wasn't that you didn't want to see how it resolved. Just a break in the middle of our play.
Ooh, there's something here.
There's something here.
Too emotionally afraid to say I needed intermission.
We've wasted so much time. We won't waste any more of our age. And we still have a house, cause this whole time I've been paying the mortgage.
I am no longer filled with fear, and I can honestly say there is something here.
We will make it through this brief period. We should go back to the house that we come together.
Oh, there's stuck on this house, and that's the something.
I miss our house.
Our house. We should build a sitting
pier. Build a sitting
There's
something here.
And there is also something that I am forgetting. Oops, we fell back in love during your wedding.
It's okay, I'll have to go and say, Darcy, my dear, we have to call off this wedding because there's something.
What I heard. Here, take a Crustini. You won't believe what I heard.
Hey,
here,
take a Crustini. You won't believe what I heard.
I'm taking a Crustini.
Here, take a Crustini. You won't believe what I heard.
Crustini. You won't believe what I heard.
Heard at all.
I heard that they're going to... Oh, they've come back to the ceremony, but things
are
about to
go down. Oh, my gosh. People were talking
in
the back room, and I chimed in singing, haven't you people ever heard...
Closing the friggin' door. It's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of shh and just pay attention to the people doing the
wedding. Exactly. It's a shame the poor groom's bride was
what
just
a beautiful day for a wedding.
What a beautiful wedding.
What a beautiful day for a wedding. But Reginald, I have something to say.
I also have something to say. Should we say it one at a time or at the same time?
We can say it at the same time, but I'm going to go slow because okay. I'm trying something new.
You go first.
No, we can say it at the same time, but I'm going
to go
slow.
I think it will be hard
slow.
For us to really listen if we're both talking at the same time.
Okay.
If you're going that slow, we could probably talk at the same time.
That's good, my baby. Keep going. Keep going.
Think
I think there's something here, but by here, I don't mean here, I mean over there.
That
it's not about you. You are lovely, but I do think that
we.
I think that we might need to take a.
We should go our own way.
We're saying the same thing.
Should go our own separate ways.
We should go our own separate ways. Look, it's been a whirlwind 14 days.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm so happy you're part of my story. God bless the broken road.
Likewise, it's just like we basically had what I would call 4 wonderful days and then 10 pretty hectic days.
But you know what it taught me?
What?
I'm always looking to the next, to the next, to the next thing. Instead of taking a break to think. Instead of taking a break to think. And then when I finally took an intermission, I said, hey, what is your heart wishing? And I thought about these last 10 days.
And I feel like this has been a crazy ceremony, but at the end of this, I think we have made memories, even after we part ways.
Yeah.
All in the last 15 minutes.
I learned that I really just want to be an event planner. That's what I was in love with, my own passion.
That I never broke up with my former girlfriend. She just sort of went away.
And I learned if I'm gonna go away, I better first say all I'm gonna say.
And I learned sometimes when God closes a window and then also closes the door, he opens a little something for potential one-night stands.
I'll text you later, maybe.
It's me, Matilda, and I feel the same as I did this morning, too.
Oh, wait, you're in love
so
with me.
So, Hank, could you just walk down the aisle with me and you?
I feel like I gotta go fast, and hey, this pastor is still here, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they still have the space.
Oh.
Matilda, oh, let's yes. marry your face.
Yes.
To my face.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So
amazing.
Darcy gonna have to say
oh, that's
no.
fine, that's fine. That obviously I was gonna maybe text
this
you, but this
is
fine.
This is how I gotta go.
This is great for me. A last second switch. Finally, I'm crossing off one more thing on my preacher's list.
And there's only one thing in this ceremony that I am sure about. The part where the people can object. Let's just go ahead and take
that
part
out. So do you take you
15 minutes? I do last 15 minutes.
I will too, but I have one thing to say as Matilda, because you know I gotta stick to this talk, that if I'm walking down the aisle with you, Hank, we're not gonna walk, we're gonna jaywalk.
Walking down the aisle, we're walking in the outside aisle on the other side
wow,
of the chair.
An outdoor wedding, another exciting thing for me, the preacher.
And Brandon's gonna span the sign, span the sign, span the sign.
Span the sign. And she will span it about, span it about, span it about.
In the last 15 minutes.
Darcy,
I hope you have a wonderful life.
And you, Reginald, you're like so such a fun vibe for me to have as part of my journey.
We've learned so much about each other.
God bless the broken road that led me here.
What a beautiful wedding.
Can we hold the ceremony for 1 second and just take a quick
intermission? The end. And I chimed in with a haven't you people heard about Alice Stanley Jr.?
Much better to face these kinds of games with a sense of wow, and you're incredible.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, you guys. What a blast.
What a fun time.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you for being here. What should the people know? Where can they find you?
Yeah.
Okay, you can go to my Twitter or Instagram handle.
Yes.
And I am Astan Jr., A-S-T-A-N-J-R. Or you can watch Barbie Camp Sister Switch on Mattel's YouTube.
Please do.
Hell yeah.
Go do that. You'll love it.
That's what's up.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Dana.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you, everyone, for supporting the show.
And you know what? If in your life sometimes you need an intermission, go ahead and take one.
Go ahead and take it. If you find yourself in Los Angeles, once again, we do.
On May 1st, we have a live show.
That's right.
It's part of Netflix is a Joke. It's at the Bourbon Room on Hollywood Boulevard.
Wow.
Ever heard of it?
Quite a bit. Hollywood, baby.
Please, safely walk there.
And as we ever say.
Ever say.
As we ever say. Hey, haven't you people ever heard of?
Closing the goddamn door? Bye! Bye.